Welcome to CFUV 101.9 FM. My name is Sarah Solman, and this is your daily rundown of current events happening in Victoria's Middle Eastern community. The University of Victoria's Iranian Student Association is staying active and getting creative with ways to engage community members despite COVID-19 restrictions. Ali Reza Saifullahi, the vice president of the association, reflects on the initial reaction to the lockdown. Like many clubs after the lockdown in March, the club went dormant. It was especially difficult as it was right before Persian New Year.
Early March when we decided not to have our event. So we were all in a little bit of shock because we didn't know what the situation was. Like everybody else, we were wondering what we should do when we decided not to have our events because like the health situation and health concern. And then went to early shock mode, which we were thinking what we should do, what could be our response to the pandemic. So after a month or two in the lockdown, we decided to think about ways that we can engage our members and the community, our target community.
The Iranian Student Association is now holding online gaming nights, general meetings, and other events virtually. Previously, the Iranian Student Association held these activities in person to foster community and encourage curiosity towards the Persian culture. Saifullahi emphasized that this welcome extends to people outside the Persian culture too.
As you may know, our last event, Yalda Night, last year, we had about 200-300 guests, which many of them were not Persians and were not Iranians, but they were just interested in the culture. So we always welcome other nationalities who are interested in Persian culture, or if they want to just join the community, we always welcome them and we consider them as our members. So we are not limited just to like the people who are in the committee.
Avishan Almadini, treasurer of the association, said that the well-being of international students was one of the main reasons they started to reactivate the club.
And especially in pandemic time, I think one of the most reasons was members. I mean, we are trying to put ourselves in their position, especially the newcomers to Canada. They are pretty alone and they feel alone when they came. We were trying to communicate with them because we know it's pretty hard when you can for the beginning. And so we were trying to have a few online meetings to introduce all around the university and all around the city. And as Eliza mentioned, we had online games, and because we want to introduce ourselves to newcomers. And
apart from recreational activities, members of the association also help guide students through pivotal university experiences like co-op. Almadini mentioned that the meeting held to advise students on the process,
which was really helpful for students because before graduation, they really want to find a job, and co-op is a really good experience, job experience for them. So we had an online meeting when we were trying to introduce all about the co-op, how to apply for it. And as I mentioned, all of them, it's because we were trying to make them feel they are not alone. We are all together in this pandemic, and we know they all came from the same country, and we love each other. So yeah, these are another reasons that I think it helped us, and it motivated us to keep the club alive.
You've been listening to CFUV 101.9 FM's Daily Middle Eastern News with Sarah Solman. This project is funded by Canadian Heritage and the Community Radio Fund of Canada as part of their local journalism initiative. To hear more stories, visit canada-info.ca.